From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, in a living room near you, the TV networks are rolling out their fall lineups, and it seems dorks are in, and having a superpower is chic. And here to talk about what new shows are all buzz and what's actually worth watching is Alan Sepinwall, TV critic for the Newark Star-Ledger. Welcome, Alan. And what have you been watching this week?
I've been watching Dorks with Superpowers, actually. They come together quite nicely. There's a show called Chuck on NBC and a show called Reaper on the CW that are basically the same show about nerds who work in big box stores and develop superpowers and reluctantly have to go work for the forces of evil.
You're saying that two networks independently came up with that conceit for a TV series?
Every year there seems to be a pair of shows that are identical. You know, sometimes it's two Chicago hospital shows. One year there were two different shows about guys who travel back in time to relive their high school years. This year it's nerds and big box stores with superpowers.
Now, is there some show starting out now that's been getting a lot of hype that we should very carefully ignore?
Well, there was The Bionic Woman, which premiered last night, which wasn't very good, and the Grey's Anatomy spinoff Private Practice, which also wasn't very good, and they're on opposite each other. But one show with hype that's very good that's coming up next week is called Pushing Daisies on ABC, about a pie maker who can bring people back to life with a touch. It's very whimsical. I think they're calling it a forensic fairy tale.
A pie maker who can bring people back to life.
Yes, but there are many catches within that, and it would take far longer than this segment for me to explain them all.
Well, we're talking about scripted programs with characters and plots. Are they back, actually? Is that what the networks are banking on? Or are we out of the era of either reality shows or game shows?
No. The networks are still doing a lot of reality shows. There aren't a lot of new ones so far this fall. CBS has Kid Nation, which they tried to hype with a lot of controversy, and that didn't work. But there's still lots of game shows. There's still Deal or No Deal and The Singing Bee and everything else. And American Idol will be back in January to crush all comers.
I almost made it through a new program that was on last night called Life. This one is a detective who is in prison for years, falsely accused. He's vindicated. He comes out and he's a detective again.
And he really likes fruit.
Yes, he's always eating fruit, yes.
That's one of the many, many shows this year featuring British actors trying to be American because everybody wants to do the new House. They saw what Hugh Laurie did with that, and they thought, hey, we can get one of those too.
Oh, he's a Brit, the star of the show?
Yes, his name's Damian Lewis. He's actually got a very good American accent. He was on Band of Brothers on HBO a few years back, so he's had some practice at it.
And he is actually part of a trend, that of the Brit in the American series playing an American.
Yeah, The Bionic Woman, we had to go to England to get her. There's a show called Journeyman about a time traveler from San Francisco who's played by a Scottish actor. There's about a half a dozen different shows, at least, with British actors doing American accents with varying degrees of success.
So what's in, then, is having superpowers, being a kind of a nerd, and being a Brit, being played by a Brit.
And also being incredibly wealthy. There's this show called Gossip Girl about fabulously wealthy Upper East Side teenagers. There's a show called Dirty Sexy Money about a really wealthy family and the lawyer who has to put up with them. There's a show called Big Shots about obnoxious white male CEOs complaining about how hard it is to be an obnoxious white male CEO. Even the guy on Life, the cop, has $50 million in his bank account. You have to be rich to be a police detective these days on TV.
That was his settlement with the police department.
Yes.
Getting that. Well, Alan Sepinwall, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
It's Alan Sepinwall, TV critic for the Newark Star-Ledger.